What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get back to the phone calls, some of our alert listeners have sent in emails. There are, in fact, commemorations for the USS Stark taking place at various points. I just put up one of them at the website here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to say that, you know, we as Americans have no excuse for not understanding what's happening to us. After all, we did have a country called Germany that went through all of this and was used as a hammer to beat down other countries. Okay, so it's not like we haven't seen it before. And the way I see it is we have a choice. Okay, because I'm looking at America, and it's supposed to be land of the free and home of the brave. I can honestly say I don't think we are free, and from what I'm looking at, we sure as hell ain't brave. All right? So
okay.
Here's the way I... Let me finish, if you don't mind. Either we stop this, or we're going to go the way of Germany, and when this country loses the World War to China, Japan, Iran, Russia, okay... and North Korea, because I see Russia now is helping North Korea, okay? When we lose, just like the Germans, we as a nation are going to be put on trial, okay? And I think it's about the only way the evil doers that are running this country are going to get their comeuppance. Now, and that divine fleet that you often speak of, When we do lose, when this country does lose, it's just going to think it's divine right to leap from the back of the dying dog onto the back of the winning dog and keep on with its way. Just like the movie The Thing, it'll just morph into the organism that's still living and become part of it.
Well, that's a good metaphor for what's going on. And, my concern is that our government is engaging in many of the same crimes that Nazi Germany did, concentration camps, use of torture, demonization of a targeted group as a scapegoat mechanism, starting wars with outright lies and deceptions and fraud. And I'm afraid that when we lose this war, and I think we will, future generations of Americans are going to be forced to share the collective guilt for events that happened before they were even born. Just like the people of Germany to this very day who were born after World War II is over and they're indoctrinated in their schools to feel guilty about what the Nazis did and all this other stuff that was going on, even though they were not there at the time. And I really don't want to see future Americans have to go through that.
Now, like you, I don't have any children. And like you, it's been one of my biggest regrets in life. But like you, I thank God at this time I don't have any children. Because I don't want them coming up under such guilt and oppression that they had nothing to do with. But you can see it's the same card being played over and over and over again. It's not like we don't know what's happening, okay? Stop blaming the German for what they did unless we're willing to stand up and stop what we're doing.
I would agree with you on that one. I would agree with you on that one. The reality is right now, unfortunately, in this new world war, the United States are the baddies. And that it's obvious. Anybody who objectively looks at the military dispersal around the world of U.S. weapons of war, it's obvious that the United States government are the aggressors here. And the corporate media's job is to convince you that, oh, we have to go over and bomb these people. It's humanitarian. We have to invade this country. We must bring them democracy. We have to. And endless series of lies. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, and Susan Rice, Libya's Muammar Gaddafi using what was the purple pill? What's it called? What's that pill called for erectile dysfunction?
Viagra.
Viagra. Yes, said that he was using Viagra to rape all the women in his country. Okay, look, these people need to be brought to justice. If we don't do it, I'm telling you, the Americans are going to be in the same position that the Germans were. And you're going to have everything taken from you anyway. So, and let me just say this pertaining to bullies. They don't stop unless you stop them, period.
I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call, Lenny. You've made some very, very good points. And we're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I had a little computer problem, or I don't know, was your somebody screwing up with your site? And so if you've already discussed this, and you can let me know. But I was just thinking, this thing with Lieberman actually, felt like somebody kicked me in the stomach, and I shouldn't even care anymore because you can just see Netanyahu's just sitting there laughing his head off at the stupid Americans that are used like foolish tools. But I was thinking, who did Trump just meet with a couple days ago? Henry Kissinger. I can just see this right now. I can hear it. You will hire a Lieberman for the FBI, and you'll be okay. And that's what I think happened.
Well, you're raising a very good point that the threat of impeachment and making a big stink over Russiagate may be what's being used to coerce Donald Trump to go along with some of these things, like Lieberman as head of the FBI. And once Lieberman gets confirmed, all of a sudden they say, oh, well, there wasn't really, there we're right, there was no evidence of Russian collusion, and it all goes away. That may be what's really going on. Is they're convincing Donald Trump they could actually take him out of office, even though it's all a lie, in order to get Donald Trump to make some choices and decisions that serve the deep state.
Why don't they just call Netanyahu and just make him the president? So at least we know who's in charge,
Well, Netanyahu wasn't born in this country. He doesn't qualify under the Constitution any more than Ted Cruz did.
No, change the Constitution.
Well, there's not much point in that. They're just ignoring it as it is.
Yeah. Well, like Cynthia McKinney said, she had to take the pledge. And I call it the Zionicons, the Zionists and the neocons are they're just that old saying, when you're up to your neck in alligators, you forget that your main objective was to drain the swamp. Is that appropriate or what?
It's very appropriate. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is up to his hair in alligators right now, and they do
Michael,
not like.
Michael, I love you. Keep doing the good work. But I don't know how you do it every day. I got to take a break, you're on the front lines here, bro, and everybody appreciates it. So thank you very much.
It does get tiring. It's very frustrating. I'm thinking back to when Trump won the election and how good we all felt. And now all of a sudden it's been disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And now here we are with the national security state basically getting ready to tell the American voter what you want doesn't matter anymore. We're going to get rid of the president you wanted and replace him with a president that we want. And you might as well just sit down and get used to that idea. We're going to do a quick shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Let's see, where are you? Steve in California. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree with you. Reversing the vote of the people is the possibility of actually creating a civil war. I agree with that comment.
Yeah.
But what I called on was the Seth Rich deal. We know that in independent media that this was not a botched robbery. This was a hit. This is sending a message to other potential whistleblowers who might come forward against Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton of their wrongdoing.
Well, that's what Podesta said in that email. Yeah, I'm all in favor of making an example against a leaker, even if we have nothing to base it on.
Right. Well, my question is, though, I think maybe not only we know that's to be true and they're looking at that now. I'm not sure even mainstream media is looking at that, because I don't really look at mainstream media too much, but let's also look at Gary Webb in the past. Judge Scalia, that was definitely very suspicious there. And Michael Hastings, of course, that one definitely was. But, who controls the investigation also controls the evidence or exclusion of evidence. And that Michael Hastings one smells rotten to the core.
Yeah, it does. Well, the reason the corporate media is ignoring the new evidence about Seth Rich, including the fact that his doctor said the wounds should not have been fatal, that he was conscious and aware when he went to the hospital, is because they don't want to get anywhere near the idea that he was actually the leak from the DNC to WikiLeaks, because that undermines this constant mantra of Russia hacked the DNC, Russia hacked the election, Russia, 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 Russia. And even, again, Maxine Waters says there's no evidence for any of this, but we're just convinced it must be true. And we don't have any evidence now, but the boys in the back room are faking it up right now as I speak.
Yeah, using probably Vault 7 to do so. Leave the tracks, sure.
Yes. Well, no, that's the CIA's, I forget the name of the group, the one that can leave digital fingerprints. But yeah, if at first you don't succeed, fake the evidence. And we've seen that happen before, too. We saw it, John F. Kennedy assassination. We saw it with the Oklahoma City bombing. We saw it with all of these government cover-ups. There's always fakery going on. Remember the first war in Iraq? They had that yellow cake document that turned out to be a forgery.
I remember that. Hey, yep. Thanks again, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I know you have an account of Scene.life. And,
yes.
Their parent company is called Temporal Media.
Yes.
Have you ever looked into them?
No, I haven't.
Their company is registered in California and Delaware, and I posted a bunch of their links on my account on Scene.life. And about 5 minutes after I posted those, they were removed.
Now, that's odd. I've never seen that behavior. Everything that I posted up at Scene Life remained there. I don't spend that much time there because just prepping for the radio show and taking care of the website and fighting off the hackers is pretty much a full-time job. I'm at this 12 to 14 hours a day.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems some of their subsidiaries are defense industry.
Oh, really? Now, that's enlightening.
Yes. They're registered in California and Delaware. Did a little research and found them, and post disappeared within 5 minutes.
Okay, well, that'll be worth conducting an experiment on.
Yeah, I just wanted to pass that on.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the information. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on to immigration, refugees, and so forth. Very interesting article came out of Breitbart. Apparently, one of the open borders organizations funded by George Soros is pushing municipalities to offer identification documents for illegal immigrants, but then requesting they seal all of this data from the immigration authorities. This is a Title VIII violation right there. Aiding and abetting illegal immigrants. This is Soros people saying, please give identification documents to illegal immigrants who are not entitled to have them so that they can walk around and pretend that they belong here, and then you're not allowed to tell immigration authorities that these documents were issued. That's basically what they're saying. Now, ICE is arresting more than 400 immigrants a day, 41,100 in the first 100 days. And the good news is they're starting to round up some of these MS-13 gang members. They did 50 raids across Los Angeles County, and they swept them up. This is a very dangerous gang, MS-13. A lot of them came across those open borders, and even worse, they're starting to recruit American kids into these gangs. And it's easy to recruit these kids in these hard economic times because MS-13's got a lot of money from its various activities. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Richard in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon, Mike. I heard you discussing the anniversary of the USS Stark incident. And I kept a diary. I was a Marine with the 26th Marine Amphibious Unit, Special Operations Capable. I was aboard the USS Nashville at the time of that attack, and I kept a journal through that entire deployment. I was wondering if you'd be interested in my reading my entries for that date.
Yeah, if it's not going to take too much time, please go ahead.
Probably a couple of minutes. You can stop me anytime. I'll try to read it as quickly as I can. The date is 18 May, 1987, 0530. Awoke to excited talk of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf being hit amidships by two Exocet missiles from aircraft, one of which was shot down. Unconfirmed reports say a distress signal was received by a guided missile cruiser, and the attackers were Iranians.
Okay, so this looks like this was supposed to be a false flag, because Reagan said it was Iran, but it later came on out it was Iraq that had done it.
Exactly, and I found that out later, but this is right from my diary, which I took aboard that ship, okay? And it says, we thought that we were probably going to be in Marine Operational Deployment Lock, which we were later on, but the entry goes, reports up until 1300, say the USS Stark, FG-31, took two hits in the magazine, one in the cargo bay, which did not explode, and three dead, 30 missing, listing 13 degrees to port. The phalanx downed one of two aircraft, either failure to track or manual committed or timing led to the SeaWiz not downing the second missiles, which were fired simultaneously at 25 miles away or more. Two ships are alongside the Stark to pick up survivors, and the Nimitz and Kitty Hawk are steaming to the Gulf of Persia. We are offloading and Toulon. Rumors still go about Modlock, possible U.S. action taken, if any, toward Iraq. The incident happened at night, and COM indicated that the ships were not recognized as foe. Damned if we do, damned if we don't, they say, and I'm sure if when America hears, they will be pissed off at finding one of their frigates just about sunk after being blown to hell by yet another third world, whatever. The intelligence of, okay, the captain spoke to us with a late-night report, 28 killed, 21 missing, supposedly an accident, no retaliatory action planned. That's it. That was my journal for that day.
Interestingly enough, in the Wikipedia article, they were saying the reason the SeaWiz did not engage the incoming threat is it was in the wrong mode. It was powered up, but it wasn't on automatic. And apparently that was a miscommunication between the captain and the crew manning the SeaWiz, for which apparently the captain was actually chastised after it was all over for failing to take proper precautions with his command. So,
just from me, this record that I have kept for years since then is at odds with the true story of what happened. You can see how what we were being told was not necessarily the truth at the time it was actually happening.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, Mike.
Well, all of history is a joke played by the victor on the vanquished in front of an audience too scared to laugh. Thank you very much for the phone call. Oh, did you have something else?
Oh, yeah. At least I was there, and I could be able to write about it.
All right. Well, thank you for the personal memoir and first-person account, because that's always going to be more reliable, I think. Thank you very much. Whoa, there we go. That was loud. Now, getting on back to Europe, Nigel Farage is beginning to really stand up against the EU, and he's chastising Brussels for having effectively crushed Greece's democracy under the weight of all the debt. Now, forget about democracy anymore. You are now our slaves because you owe us all this money. And Nigel Farage is out there saying, that any attempt by Brussels to destroy Great Britain's sovereignty is going to be met with opposition. Interestingly enough, an Irish member of the European Parliament has torn into the EU commissioner for the spiteful approach to the Brexit talks, and basically saying, this Mr. Flanagan was saying that you've got to treat these negotiations seriously. And apparently the problem is that the commission is saying they're not going to be spending any more than 30 minutes per week on the negotiations, and Brexit will never be a success. So it's going to be a fight. I think Britain just ought to go for a hard Brexit. Just put doors on the tunnel, stop the traffic, just cut off all the... and go. There's nothing stopping them from going. If Brussels isn't going to play by the rules, Great Britain is not obligated to play by the rules. It's that simple. Just cut the apron strings and go. Meanwhile, we're going to save this until after we get back from these words from our sponsor.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently Donald Trump is out there saying that because the FBI investigation into Michael Flynn did not find anything, that he is seriously considering asking Michael Flynn to come back to the White House. I think that would be a good thing. Anyway, getting on back to Europe, the European Union is preparing to unleash what they call the nuclear option on Hungary. And Brussels is saying they're losing patience with Orban, with this talk about fortifying their borders against the refugees. You know, we have a quota. You will take this many refugees or we will give you what for. And more member states of the European Union are saying, actually, no. In fact, over in Poland, their interior minister is saying, The refugees are causing much more damage than we would get from the EU sanctions. So we're just going to let the EU sanction us. And interestingly enough, Germany, which is sort of the champion of this open border ideas, is actually going to have border controls during July's G20 summit. They want to make sure that certain people are not allowed to get near the G20. And so they're actually going to have border controls. Now, the political correctness has reached an insane degree in this country. And apparently, over at the American University in Washington, D.C., they have set up an area called The Bridge. Apparently, this opened a couple of months ago. It's a place for people to gather, study, and even sing on open mic nights. But apparently, with the blessing of school administrators, this is now a safe space for the multicultural campus. In other words, white students are not allowed. And everybody seems to be okay with this. Now, can you imagine if somebody set up on a campus some kind of a little social meeting area and they put a sign out front saying, no blacks allowed, or no Hispanics allowed, or no gays allowed? Oh, my. Headline news. But this American university in Washington, D.C., with the blessings of the school administrators, have set up this little social meeting area for the multicultural students, in which they're saying whites cannot come on in. It's still racist. And you do not cure racism by being racist. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Time and again, we're seeing all of these attacks on white people as a culture, and it's being treated as if, oh yeah, this is okay. In fact, it's long overdue because of slavery. Well, I've never owned a slave, and none of you have ever been a slave other than to that 1040 form. And no, my ancestors did not own slaves. In fact, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. So why all of a sudden has it become socially acceptable to go back to segregation, which is what this is? Segregation. You white people go over there. That's where you belong. And people are okay with this? This is insane. And this is what our universities are teaching kids, which may explain why these kids are coming out of these universities saddled with tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt and unable to find a job. Most of these kids coming out of the universities do not have the skills to compete in a job market, and they're not prepared to deal with the real world. They're expecting the real world is going to be just as controlled and soft and fluffy and Play-Doh and bubbles as the university was, and that's simply not real. It's ridiculous. Now then, Chelsea Manning finally is out of prison. She's been there for 7 years, and she says she's looking forward, doesn't want to look back at the past and what happened. And, of course, Chelsea Manning was one of the early whistleblowers through WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks normally tries to protect their sources. In this case, Bradley Manning at the time was identified and basically had leaked camera footage from aircraft showing the commission of war crimes. And the pilots who committed the war crimes, nothing happened to them. Chelsea Manning, prison. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to step on back to that horrible tragedy in Times Square, New York, earlier today, where this 26-year-old guy, Richard Rojas, was fleeing a robbery when he crashed. Now, at the time they arrested him, they didn't realize he was fleeing a robbery, and they were looking at his police record. He had prior DUIs, and so they just assumed he was driving drunk, but then he blew a 0.0 on the blood oxygen meter, and apparently the drug scan has come back preliminary. He wasn't on drugs. And so now they're saying maybe the guy was trying to commit suicide by police officer. Well, you don't need to take out a bunch of pedestrians to do that. Just go up to a police officer and put your hands in the sky. Remember, we were talking just the other day about Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby, who had shot and killed a man that witnesses said presented no threat. He did not have a gun. No gun was in the vehicle. He was standing well away from her with his hands up, and she simply opened fire on him, insisting that there was something about his demeanor that made her fear for her life. And it must have worked. She's been found not guilty of first-degree manslaughter. They just let her walk. Amazing. Now, off on a little bit of a tangent, but I thought this story was really kind of fun. Most of us tend to think of royalty as very expensive national decorations. not really worth much of anything at all. But apparently, over at the Royal Dutch Airlines, KLM, apparently there's a little bit of royal there. Because King William Alexander, for the last 21 years, has flown twice a month as a commercial airline co-pilot for KLM's Cityhopper subsidiary. Apparently he loves flying, and apparently when he's in his co-pilot's uniform, nobody recognizes he's the king of the entire country. And they just go on out. I think that's really cool when royalty does something nice like that. Of course, if you remember, following the end of World War II, and Emperor Hirohito was allowed to remain Emperor of Japan, and obviously he didn't have any administrative duties because there was a U.S.-imposed government there, but he was still a figurehead. He actually turned to botany, and by the time he passed away, he'd actually become a very famous botanist, done a lot of really good work. Okay, now then, let's talk about the world of computers and hacking. We mentioned this briefly before, but there is another malware that is out there using this NSA code, the same one in the WannaCry. This one is almost impossible to detect because this one is operating a cryptocurrency mining operation. It's turning your computer into a cryptocurrency miner for the perpetrators. And it's spread all over the place. Apparently, now that they're looking for it, they have found that it is spread a lot further than the WannaCry did. Because WannaCry was making such a nuisance of itself, everybody said, oh, okay, we got to get on in. And there was that 22-year-old in London who found the kill switch and activated it. And there's a new version of that one out. But we're going to see more of this. We're going to see more cybercrime and mischief on the basis of these NSA tools. And there's a story over at shtfplan.com. Brandon Smith is warning that all global banking systems and stock exchanges are open to attack with these NSA exploits. And it is a real problem. They could literally take a bank down. As that caller earlier in the day said, yeah, we keep hearing stories about how all of a sudden ATMs stop working. And it would make more sense that you have your cash under your control so that you are not left hungry and helpless when the ATMs go down. And it seems almost criminally reckless to be pushing for a cashless society to make us dependent on all these banking computer systems at the same time the NSA has made it possible for criminals to take these systems down. Another article over in Zero Hedge saying that these exploits could be used to trigger a stock market crash. And remember how we were talking about the possibility of a virtual 911? And I was thinking maybe WannaCry might be the beginning of it. And that would be where the U.S. government intentionally takes down the internet and the banking systems and blames some of the country for it. Remember, the CIA has that hacking group that is skilled at leaving digital fingerprints to frame third parties for the CIA's hacking. We know that that's an established technology. It came out in the Vault 7 leaks. So they could crash the banking system and say, oh my goodness, now we're in trouble. And it's all the fault of those Iranian, North Korean, Russian, whoever else it is we want to bomb this next week. And so it is a reality. In the name of national security, the NSA and the CIA have in fact made the world's IT infrastructure on which we are all so dependent fragile, delicate, vulnerable, wide open. Now, up in Oregon, there's a company called Panic Incorporated, and they develop a number of games and utilities for both Mac OS and iOS. And apparently they fell victim to malware. The founder of the company, Stephen Frank, fell victim to a poisoned download of the Handbrake video transcoder. And I was saying just the other day, when you are downloading a patch, an update, this or that, go to the original issuing company. There's a lot of websites around there that say, we have all the drivers stored up here. We have all the out-of-date patches for all your old software and this and that. And very often, you will find they are infected with malware. And I've had a couple of these things happen to me as well from these. We will update your drivers automatically. So this Handbrake Video Transcoder planted a backdoor that allowed hackers to basically break on in and steal the source code for all these companies' products. And that means free versions, probably with malware in them, will be released online, and this company may well be put out of business. Now, apparently, Dell's latest BIOS update is bricking some machines. People have put in this BIOS update, and they go to reboot, and they get the power light on, and nothing else happens. And obviously, frustrated users are loading up the support channel over at Dell down in Texas. And unfortunately, the support people there aren't being very helpful. Their party line is, well, the updates Dell releases don't affect the system, but it would enhance the performance of the system. No, the system isn't working at all, and Dell better do something about getting these people's machines back up and running. And that may be very difficult. Depending upon what they did with the BIOS, the machines may be irretrievable, in which case Dell ought to replace them. One of the problems that has really hit the computer software industry, in fact, I mean the hardware industry, is they'll go ahead and release products that are still defective. These companies let go of their own quality assurance staff. They'll have a few people to test the alpha. Then they'll put the beta out as a saleable product and wait for you, the end user, to identify the problems and complain about them. It saves them a lot of money, but it turns all of you into uncompensated quality assurance workers for these computer and software companies. Now, as you know, home security is a big deal. As the economy goes down, crime is going on up. And apparently, Rapid7 found 10 vulnerabilities in looking at the Comcast, Xfinity, ADT, and AT&T digital life systems. And the issues range from a fail open condition on the external door and window sensors to weak pre-shared Wi-Fi access passwords onto clear text network communications, just wide open out there. Now, these security systems do not go on to the regular internet, so hackers cannot approach them remotely, but if they're outside with the appropriate hardware of your home, they can hack into the security system and turn it off. Again, the rush is get the product out there and get the money. I remember many years ago, my younger brother Matthew, and he had a Fiat, and he wanted to get a car alarm for it. So we went down to Radio Shack, we got the car alarm, we installed it. Very, very simple for today. There's a key. Put the key in, you arm it, and take the key away with you. And his car got broken into, and the alarm had not gone off. And what we discovered was, due to a defect in the switch, when you turned the switch to arm the alarm, the alarm was on. But for some reason, when you took the key back out, the alarm would turn off. There were no indicators whatsoever. When I was a kid, American-made products were looked on as the best in the world, the highest of quality. And the made in Japan was the cheap stuff. And today, American products are junk, overpriced. I saw this eyeglass commercial the other day talking about these mail order eyeglasses. They're made in Japan, so you know they're top quality. Wow, what a reversal. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Yes, it is still snowing in the Tennessee Valley. Butte, Montana recorded the coldest May 17th since records began in 1894. Now, the corporate media is already out there hunting down hot temperatures all over the United States. Oh, it's 91 in Massachusetts. Well, we are on the doorway of summer. Should be seeing those. Apparently in Wyoming, they got underneath this huge, huge storm. And a lot of the roads are closed in the state because of the snow. So if you're in Wyoming, check with your roadway advisories before you get on out there, because apparently it's very, very difficult going. Now, the corporate media propaganda notwithstanding, they're trying to build audience for Al Gore's Inconvenient sequel, releases this summer when it's hot. Apparently, the latest measurements are showing that the Atlantic Ocean is actually cooling. And as a result, icebergs are traveling further away from the Arctic caps. And what we're seeing is the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation beginning its 30-year cooling phase in the 60-year cycle. And they've had record iceberg sightings all along the Canadian coastline. Remember when the global warming people were saying, snowfalls are now a thing of the past? Huzzah, huzzah. And yes, the corporate media is going to try and convince you the world is roasting, it's terrible, it's warm, and it's all your fault, and you've got to pay carbon taxes. Now, the other day we were talking about this Azure Organic Farms, which is a large-scale organic farm. Sort of undermines the claim by the big factory corporate farms that you can't do organic farming on a large scale because Azure does, and they got a huge customer base. And their local county government had just come on in and said, we are going to require you to spray your field with glyphosate to deal with weeds and pests, and we have the authority to do it. And it went public on the internet. There was a big, huge outcry. And the good news is the county government backed off and said they will work together with the owners of Azure Organic Farms to deal with the weeds in a way that does not cost them their organic certification. So that's a little bit of a victory there. Now then, we've been talking about the declining quality of water in the United States, places like Flint, Michigan. And it's all driven by the decline in the infrastructure, which is rotting away. There's no money to repair it, keep it clean. Flint, Michigan, their water was contaminated for pure economics. They didn't want to pay the water bill, so they disconnected from another city's water system and just plunked the hose into the Flint River. And that, of course, had some contamination in there. But it's not just the city water systems. We mentioned this earlier in the week. There's a huge problem with toxic runoff from U.S. military bases. Those U.S. military bases are some of the worst polluters on Earth. And so now, over at Fairchild Air Force Base, residents living near that base have been told, do not drink the tap water. Do not use it for cooking. Apparently, the Airway Heights water supply is contaminated with chemicals from the Fairchild Air Force Base just west of Spokane, Washington. Now, they're working to flush out and clean the water system. But why is this happening in the first place? Why are these... We're always being told, you know, pick up your trash, don't pollute, take care of the environment, and yet military bases seem to be exempt. Now, down in California in San Diego County, as you know, some time ago, there was a big problem with the San Onofre nuclear power plant. There had been an attempt to get more money out of it by putting in these larger heat exchangers. Now, they got past the Nuclear Regulatory Agency by saying it was just maintenance and replacement, but they actually put in some larger heat exchangers, and they cut corners on the materials used in them, which resulted in rapid corrosion followed by a leak, and the entire San Onofre power plant has now been shut down. The plant was fully closed in 2013. The problem is, where do they put the radioactive waste? And they want to just put it in these storage drums like they have at Fukushima on the Pacific coast within 100 feet of the ocean. And obviously the citizens in that area are very, very concerned about it, concerned about leaks, concerned about possible tsunami. That's a problem here. Okay, over in North Carolina, Congresswoman Virginia Fox is proposing a new bill, H.R. 1313, which will require you to have all of the government's recommended vaccinations and a DNA test in order to be employed in that state. If you don't have all your vaccinations, you will lose your job. Sig Heil, Sig Heil, Sig Heil. Meanwhile, if vaccines are 100% safe and harmed no one, then why did the U.S. government's vaccine injury court pay out over $3 billion in awards to thousands of families damaged by these vaccines? We are living under absolute fascism. If it's good for the corporations, we're going to do it. If it's bad for the people, yeah, who cares? Making money is good. Making money is good. Things that don't make money, those are bad. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial of the day. And when we come on back, got a little announcement about John Stadmiller's show. You're going to want to stay tuned after this show is over. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our program today. And I wanted to give you the heads up on John Stadmiller's show, which is immediately following this one. Gerald Celente is going to be his guest right at the top of the show. So don't touch that dial and stay tuned. And there's going to be some interesting, interesting discussions there. Apparently, two U.S. senators have introduced a bill to Congress. It's called the Patch Act, the Protecting Our Ability to Counter Hacking Act. And what it plans to do is to set up a department in the Department of Homeland Security. And all of these spy agencies who are finding these backdoors and code exploits to break into computers will be required to send them to this office, who will then decide if the exploit is serious enough where it should be made available to the manufacturers immediately instead of being hoarded. It's a step in the right direction, I think. And I hope the bill definitely passes on that one. Other news coming on up. Apparently, an ex-Secret Service officer just got 20 years for sexting teens from the White House. Come on, people. Is this the best that we can get to work in the government? Anthony Weiner, the Secret Service agent. What is wrong with these people? Is there something in the water? Are they all on prescription antidepressants? Amazing. All righty. Now then, remember the other day we were talking about how Pope Francis had acknowledged there was a 2,000-case backlog in dealing with pedophile priests within the Catholic Church, and it was just going to take a long, long time to deal with all the cases. Well, he found a shortcut. He's just granted them all absolution, saying no arrests are necessary. We're just going to shove the paperwork through. It's over, over and done with. They're absolved. Go forth and sin no more, we hope. SpaceX completed its sixth successful launch in just 4 months. They were not able to return the rocket because the payload was too heavy. But they're definitely getting up there, and good for SpaceX. And I understand it's come at a bit of a price. Apparently, SpaceX works their employees very, very long hours, apparently without compensation, and now there's a bit of a stink about that. But I remember when I worked at NASA, the idea that you were working an eight-hour day, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. You had problems to solve. You didn't get to go home until the problem was solved. Now, let's see. One more. More about that crazed Times Square driver wanted suicide by cop. I'm wondering if he was on prescription antidepressants. Interesting. Apparently up in Alaska, two volcanoes, the Bogoslav, which has been on and off for the last few months, and the Cleveland volcano, have both erupted within a few hours of each other. So it looks like the ring of fire is starting to really ring up there in the Aleutians, which, of course, can cause problems here in Hawaii from tsunamis. So we're going to keep a look on that. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back here tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire. Until then, please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. And we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller and Gerald Celente. And aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.